And it's me. And yes, it is me. But tonight is going to be something quite unusual. That is, we're not going to have a podcast. But before I give the season greetings, holiday greetings, something along those lines, I'm going to first let two other people who happened to sign in and log in and say hello, to say hello. Hey, Jeff. Hey, Doug.
Good evening. How's it? How are you all doing?
And now for something completely different. As long as we don't start sacking people responsible for sacking people responsible for sacking the people that were responsible for the bad titles.
Well, the problem is, in the case of the title of this show, I'd have to sack myself, which ain't going to happen. But,
yeah.
Anyhow.
Oh, well.
Yeah. This podcast is one of those things. It is a mistake podcast, is what it is. I neglected to do something last week, and I apologize. Well, this is my apology, which is that I had planned on not doing a podcast tonight at all, but silly me, I forgot to actually tell you guys that, hey, I'm not doing a podcast because it's Holy Thursday. I'm not going to be getting back until late. I wasn't done getting back and getting changed until like 9:15. So I was like, I planned on not doing anything. I had no preparation. There was no way I could have preparation. Today was too busy of a day. Because also I'm part of the choir. And so I'm there like 1.5 hours before Mass even starts. You know, so there was no way. By the time I got something to eat, got out the door, got changed, got out the door, and came back. There was nothing. I had barely have any time whatsoever to prep, even to think about the podcast. And I knew that was going to happen. That's why I planned on not having a podcast. So, just...
Hi.
Yes, Doug.
Then we called. Hi, are we having a podcast? What's up?
Hey, dude, you didn't even do my usual messenger me and say, what's the topic for tonight? So you had a feeling that I wasn't going to be doing a podcast tonight. So...
check your Facebook. I did that a while ago.
Oh,
him.
Okay, well, probably because
the problem is that if you Facebook him while he's at Mass, he's probably not going to risk his immortal soul to look at his phone.
Actually, that's not quite true. That is true, but it's not true. It's true in that I would not. Yes, Doug, I'm sorry. Yeah, you didn't try to call, which is good because I do not disturb set on, anyone who tried to get a hold of me could not get a hold of me at all at church because there's nothing, absolutely nothing. I mean, really nothing could actually, why should I be disturbed while I'm at church? You know, and it's, as strange as this might sound, and I do mean this is going to sound strange, even if somebody died, what's the difference 1 hour is going to make?
None.
If they're dead. I'm not saying they're not, if they're injured and they're relying on to take care of them.
I understand what you mean. Growing up, we was in a Southern Baptist church, and there were only 3 people in the entire congregation that brought devices with them that could make noise during a sermon, and all 3 of them were volunteer firefighters. And I never will forget the afternoon that all 3 of them went off at once in the middle of the sermon.
Yikes.
The pastor finished his sentence, called the congregation to order, said a very brief, which for him was unusual, very brief prayer for their safety, sent them on their way, called the congregation to sit back down, and picked up right where he left off.
Wow.
Yeah. But that was the only exception to the rule. And in a situation like that, volunteer firefighter, yeah, you're kind of needy.
Yeah. Oh, agreed.
Particularly when you're out in the country.
Oh, agreed. And the thing is, I'm not a volunteer firefighter, so I have no emergency duties in that. I'm not a doctor, so if someone's dying, there's nothing I can do. That was funny. Someone actually did that one time. Not that they were dying, but they got hurt. They couldn't get up. They were on the ground. Someone said, asked if there's any doctors in here. They came in the back and
Is
said,
there a doctor in the house?
"Yeah, there's a doctor in the house." Well, any medical professionals, doctors, nurses, whatever. It didn't matter. Someone that could actually help him.
Right.
And a few. I stayed in mass because I can't do anything. I'm just gonna be gawking at it. Even my
At a certain point, the best help you can give is to stay out of the way.
yep. Because even my
Oh,
I from the Red Cross, I had I got the certificate and so forth for I forget what it was from what medical stuff, but basically, since I was the emergency person for my company for my floor, I had to have a certain bit of medical training on how to treat certain minor medical things, including how to use the heart thing, that'll zap you.
automatic defibrillator.
Yep, that one. Yeah, how to use that and so forth. So. And that's been way too many years since then. So I have no clue. In an absolute emergency, could I I could probably remember it and be back in shape, but not at this moment in time. But anyway, so given that, I want this to be relatively short. In fact, I even told TalkShoe this is only going to be a 30-minute show, which I was planning on it being a 50-minute show, and it's going to be probably like a maybe 20. Talking more than I had ever expected to talk. But anyhow, given that, I want to wish everyone a happy Passover, Ramadan, and Easter. And that's the only, to me, that's the only religious holidays that are currently happening. And please be peaceful in your celebrations. I was just hearing about some things happening in Jerusalem with the Muslims and the Jews, and it's like that's not good.
Yeah, it's not fun.
Yeah, and I wish them peace.
Yep.
So, gentlemen, I'm going to call it with that. Anything you want to say before we say goodbye?
Well, have a good Easter.
Just to reiterate a wish for everyone to celebrate their holiday in peace and to take this time to resurrect their common social sense.
Amen.
Nah.
Understood. Understood.
Well, nice talking to you for this little bitty show.
Okay.
Yeah,
Little bitty time.
good night, everybody.
Okay. Good night, everybody.